The annual celebration of jazz in the city of Chattanooga just got quite a bit bigger. This year's events have almost doubled compared to previous years. I found out why. Jazzanooga is taking the festival celebrating jazz to a whole new level this year, with events taking place all through the month of April and all across the scenic city. James McKissick is one of the organizers. James, who else is working with you to make Jazzanooga happen?
It's me and Shane Morrow, and then we have a large network of friends and musician friends who've really come together to help support the initiative. Jonathan Sussman, who you might know, is very active. Christy with the Chattanooga Folk School has been active. Carmen Davis at the Bessie Smith Cultural Center. Just, you know, a group of music fans and fanatics coming together to put on a jazz festival in Chattanooga.
When you think of a festival, you think of a few days maybe gathered in the same place, enjoying music, band after band after band. That's not what Jazzanooga is.
Well, it's not. It has elements of that, but it is the entire month of April because Jazz Appreciation Month is April, and that was designated by the Smithsonian Institution a few years ago and has become a national celebration, and that's why we do the whole month of April. But we do culminate in a very active last weekend with headline performances and a parade and music performances on ML King Boulevard.
Some of the activities designed during the month are educational, learning the history of jazz, learning the history of improv, finding out more about this music form. And it's not just for adults. It's for kids. It's for people of all ages.
It really is for everyone. I mean, we have kid performances with Jazz Reach, which is a multimedia educational group that comes out of New York. That's going to be on April the 11th at the Bessie Smith Cultural Center. For people who are interested in food, we have a lecture and a demonstration called Edible Jazz by the culinary historian Michael Twitty, who some people might have seen recently on Henry Louis Gates Jr.'s PBS show, The African Americans. We actually have a jazz academy that meets on Saturdays, and that's a group of students from a variety of schools, from Macaulay, from Howard, Tyner, who come together and learn about jazz performance. And when you come to see the headline acts, the final weekend of Jazzanooga, they will actually be performing at those events.
Is there a cost for all of these activities, or are some of them free?
A lot of the activities are free because we want it to be accessible to all community members. Some of them are ticketed, but there's a Jazzanooga activity for every budget. You know, we want to see people at all of the free activities.
And they're also located at different places across the city. It's not all just in one place.
They are. You know, the reason why we did that is because we really want to animate all of Chattanooga. So we have activities at Barking Legs Theater, at the Tivoli, the Memorial. We have an activity at Siskin Children's Institute for their students, the Bessie Smith Cultural Center. And then we have a lot of concentrated activities up and down ML King Boulevard, places like Mimo's and JJ's Bohemia. And then, of course, the parade that's going to happen on ML King on April the 26th.
And, of course, everyone in the community should come to the parade. How often do you have a parade for jazz?
Right. Everyone should come. And definitely, you know, don't just stand on the sidelines. Get in the parade and dance and sing along with us. We have some very, very well-known acts coming to the parade. For example, we have the Tennessee State University Jazz Band, the Jazz Collegians. The University of Tennessee at Knoxville Trombone Choir is coming to the parade. And then there's going to be lots of local performers up and down ML King on that day.
So a nice big kind of free community festival.
Exactly. Free, fun, definitely family oriented. You know, one of the cool things about the MLK project is you can ride up and down ML King and see some Jazzanooga banners. We did a banner project that kind of celebrates some of the jazz legends from Chattanooga that people might not have heard about before.
Who are some of those legends?
We looked into a lot of people from the 20s and 30s. For example, you have Valeda Snow and Lovie Austin, who were very well-known jazz musicians. One even had her own jazz orchestra that toured the world. We have Yusef Lateef, who recently passed away, but he was a Chattanooga native and a very instrumental in pushing jazz and more experimental jazz throughout the world. We also have Wilford Middlebrooks, who played with Duke Ellington, and Ishmael Reed, who many people will know as a poet, but he was also, or is also, a very well-known jazz lyricist.
So in addition to learning more about the history of the music, potentially how to play the music, celebration of the music, and then just sit back and enjoy the music.
Right, sit back and enjoy. And we have some wonderful performances planned for the month of April. We're excited because we were able to get some very well-known jazz musicians who actually won Grammys this year. I don't know if we could afford them now if we tried to get them, but we booked them well in advance. We have Gregory Porter, who is probably the top male jazz vocalist in the world right now, coming here to Chattanooga. And actually, he is leaving Chattanooga and going to Tokyo to perform for the International Jazz Day concert on April the 30th. We have Layla Hathaway, who recently this year won a Grammy for an album she did with a group called Snarky Puppy. And she's going to be here. Reuben Studdard will be here, who many people know as one of the contestants on American Idol, but also as, you know, a regional performer from Birmingham who has really made a name for himself in the music industry.
You can find all of these activities, a calendar, list, and everything on your website.
Exactly. You can find all of the information at www.jazzanooga.org. You can find the calendar, the information about the headline performers, and also information about all of the local and regional jazz performers who will be participating.
To put all this together, you need a lot of volunteers. Are you still looking for people?
We are looking for volunteers. We will have a lot of opportunities for folks to volunteer at the 26th, at the parade. We need volunteers to help at pretty much each of the events. And if people are interested, they can go to the website and email info@jazzanooga.com or use the contact page on the website.
Putting something like this together doesn't happen with a dime in your pocket. You're going to have to get support. Who are the sponsors?
Well, this is our fourth year of doing Jazzanooga, and we really, really appreciate the investment this year of the Ben Wood Foundation and the Lyndhurst Foundation for helping us to take this festival to the next level. We also have a significant in-kind donation from Double Cola. So if you come to some of the events, you might get to walk away with some tasty drinks too.
Didn't Double Cola start in Chattanooga?
It did, yeah. So it's Double Cola's local. You know, many of the performers are local. The ML King Banner Project celebrates local jazz legends. So the focus is really, you know, on local. One of our missions was to really celebrate Chattanooga's very historic jazz presence and place in jazz history, but also to work to bring a world-class jazz festival to Chattanooga.
To find out more about dates, times, and locations of events happening all across Chattanooga for Jazzanooga in April, visit the web at jazzanooga.org. That's JAZZANOOGA.ORG. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.